All right, guys. This finna be chapter 2 of the shaming tactics. I'm actually just gonna cover how the Manosphere is using the same tactics that you find from these feminists online. Now, being a black man, I'm inevitably going to be considered a part of the black manosphere. And that being said, our so-called leaders in that sphere are running around using shaming tactics, like females. Engaging in female arguments is a moot point. It's not disrespectful or sexist, but as human beings, they will often make decisions based off emotions, their feelings, their ideologies, and where they base their values are feelings-based. The technical term, I think, is emotion-based morality. And why there is a deep problem with emotion-based morality is because there's a lot of groupthink involved in that. So the group may decide that 2 + 2 = 5, as we've covered before. And once the group makes that decision, enemies are now all people that are going to say 2 + 2 = 5, 4, the normal answer, the right answer. And you'll ostracize and criminalize these people because they don't have opinions within that group. Whereas justice-based morality will remove the human element from it on each side, calculate the math itself as an example, and find that, yes, if you take 4 digits and add them up, or separate them by 2, you have 2 + 2, and you're going to know that equals 4. Justice-based morality. Now, this is not to say all men have justice-based morality, and all women have emotional-based morality. But exceptions don't break the rule. They, in fact, prove the rule sometimes. Because those outliers are often labeled outliers, and they are on the outskirts of the ideological craft of the group. We have to wonder why dudes are concerned with the genitals of other men, or wondering whether or not they're broke. And if the men that you're criticizing are broke, why are you wrapped up in whether or not they own passports and are traveling? I mean, technically, if they're broke, they can't travel. Flights are at an all-time high as far as price. So anybody that's making any moves, they're probably doing so within their own means. Obviously, anybody that's barely scratching the surface, that, I don't know, flies out to Brazil to run through a bunch of chicks, is a moron. But we'll get into that in the next chapter. I just wanted to start off this with an intro. Alright, let's get into this passport shaming shit first. I'm gonna go ahead and hit the home run first, and then we're gonna play small ball. As brothers elevate themselves and things become better in America and in the world for black males, they simultaneously become worse in a lot of ways, but I ain't gonna get too deep into that one. But what you are seeing is, with the advent of the internet and social media, brothers are now realizing, hey, I got options. Even if you're one of these incel brothers, the Negro cucklesphere is trying to say that you are. I mean, if you make a decent living, you know what I'm saying, you can fly to the DR and handle that business, if you know what I mean, without game. Now, addressing dudes that don't have game and wanting to shame him and trying to say all this other shit about him. That's another separate issue. I'm not going to get into that. I just want to say if a man has options that he should exercise them, motherfuckers. Because there isn't a woman on this planet who has the opportunity to monkey branch or exercise her hypergamy that's going to not do it. Human beings are inept at turning down what they perceive to be a better deal at the time. So to diss a guy, and let's go to the lowest rung of guy that y'all are always trying to refer to all black men as. Let's say that incel dude, he ain't got no game, but he, I don't know, makes $15 an hour or more, or whatever he do, that he has money to burn, essentially. A single guy can lead his lifestyle damn near on minimum wage if he lives in a place that doesn't have high cost of living. So it don't require much for him to sustain himself. And with that being said, if he got excess paper and he ain't got a child support rack or anything holding him back from traveling, the brother might get a passport and make moves. And that is what it is. Again, I've said before in the podcast that I'm not out here trying to sell prostitution. But what I am saying is, if that's an option for dudes, they no longer have to wait on the single mother of seven to pick them at age 40 when they've been ran through. I mean, at the end of the day, not everything is about pussy. But I just wanted to cover them incel guys that are pretty much the standard when brothers are out here dissing other brothers for traveling. I'm going to tell a personal story, honestly. You know the best trip I ever went on out of all my little vacations, because I've been on dozens of them? I went to Ireland. Didn't sniff pussy on the trip. But shit I like to do is go to art museums, historic sites, castles, shit like that, right? I was hitting up castles. I got drunk at night, but I was hitting up the castles. I was going on the historical landmark tours on the double-decker bus. And I was making my own moves, man. So I had a blast. I mean, I hit Dublin. I hit Belfast. I hit up the island. I can't name it off the top of my head right now. But I was out there making moves, and I had fun, man. I didn't touch no ass. But everything's not about ass. Like, I've had trips, like, to Barcelona. I got pussy in Barcelona. But I still like the Ireland trip more. And that's just an anecdote. And I know how people are quick to just take your anecdote and throw it out. But it has to be noted for this. A lot of the black manosphere have the HOTEP infiltration and the PUA infiltration. And what those two groups are doing is they're saying, hey, the whatever you invest in a DR trip or Thailand, donate some of that to me on Patreon. Don't travel. And I can teach you game. And that game will replace any experience you may have in Thailand, which is an abstract lie. You could pull a couple of tens in your hometown, but a Minnesota 10 or a Chicago 10 is not a 10 somewhere else. Meaning, you could take the best looking chick in a raggedy ass Detroit city and take her to LA, and she ain't gonna be shit. She'll be a 7 or a 6. Because it's just levels to this shit. And maybe the overseas game offers something that these American 10s ain't not. Because with American hoes, you got American headaches, American problems, that American ego, and the lack of femininity that you don't get to experience. Now, we can have a whole separate discussion about how it is an easy way out and a man should actually not do that and learn game and blah, 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 blah. But I mean, if you're already an incel, what the fuck's the problem in pretty much outsourcing to another country your issue? And what I mean by that is, so you really want this dude to sit around and wait for essentially your leavings? Because a lot of these brothers probably got baby mamas, right? So the chicks that they've left in their wake, they're expecting the men that they want to shame to kind of go back and pick up those women when they're essentially ran through and passed the wall. Because that's game, right? That's game. Don't travel. Don't get your passport. Stay the fuck in Illinois or Michigan or Minnesota. I'm a Midwest guy, so I'm mentioning those places. But stay in Florida. Don't leave. Don't travel. Because the manosphere will shame you. The fuck out of here with that shit, man. I just got to get deeper into this shit, man. Like, I want to unpack why grown men who don't know each other, because a lot of these brothers have not met in person. Like, some of the loudest voices, they may be from Chicago or California, or some of them live in Poland. Hint, hint. Brothers from all over the world. Number one, are these brothers contributing to your business? I mean, outside purchasing Marcus A. Brown's book and hitting some of these dudes up on Patreon, which I withdraw a lot of my Patreon donations to the Manosphere. Outside Marcus, Solo TV, and that's about it, actually, because Bass Frass and Tyrone Magnus, they aren't part of the Red Pill community. They are essentially nerd creators and skeptic community members, but that's neither here nor there. But why? And let's ask ourselves a serious question. Why do black men feel the need to tear a man down for buying a plane ticket and ordering his passport? As I stated before, not everything everybody does is for a pussy. These dudes are so sex starved. Their fucking sex drive is just so high. That's all they do. They literally exist to just do that. Hey, G, if you spend a third of your life asleep, imagine how small of that time throughout your, let's say you live 80 years, that you spend pounding pussy. Let's be real. Is it even an eighth of your life? But yet you revolve everything you do around it. And I get it. That's kind of that red pill thing where it's like, you know, fitness, nutrition, all this is for pussy. Work, everything you do. And you look at a man, maybe a MGTOW guy, or maybe myself. I'm not even MGTOW. I just identify with some of the ideologies, like not revolving your life around pussy. Taking power away from them and saying, I want to do things for myself because I'm the only one I see in the mirror when I stare at that motherfucker. Existing for something beyond your fucking base desires. Because that's a crazy thing. We talk all this shit about hypergamy and how bad it is and how it's leading people astray and it's destroying families and it's taking fathers away from their children. We talk about the instinct being bad and that they have no control over it. Yet, you dudes have absolutely no control over your sex drives. You base your entire lives over that shit. And all I'm saying is, can you do more and be better? Do you not enjoy shit in life? I don't know. I'm a big baseball fan. I like going to Cubs games. That's just shit I like to do. I like art museums. I like music, hence the 80s, or I'm sorry, 90s themed background music. What are you getting out of this, brothers? Okay. So you have made me look stupid because I bought a plane ticket that you wouldn't buy and I have a passport that you don't have. What are you mad about? That I'm not participating in a collective? That's the pro-black element I want to address. These separatists, collectivist dudes. They are very well-spoken. They memorize Tariq Nasheed and Jason Black videos off YouTube. And they try to come off as they're wiser than they are. Now, I've never claimed to be an educated lame. But I do have skepticism about a lot of how you brothers are operating out here. What are we... What do you have to prove? What are we going to do collectively? I have to ask pro-blacks, let's huddle up real quick. What is the solution that y'all are trying to come up with? Because I hear y'all when you're like, black people shouldn't be military, policemen, firefighters. They shouldn't work for the banks. They shouldn't work for the government. They shouldn't drive school buses. They shouldn't do anything. They shouldn't work. So is there another economy that you got for black people to feed themselves? Do you have another nation that we can go to that's a socialist utopia where nobody has to work and everybody and everything is equal? No, you want to tear down America. I've even heard pro-black say, well, if you're going to join the military, get out and come back, and then we're going to program you to fight these white supremacists. And how are we going to do that? With what numbers of people are you going to do that? I mean, at the end of the day, the United States, which you are a citizen of, has laws and rules. A military, a National Guard, a police force, not to mention, quote unquote, white supremacists who will stand up to you trying to overthrow the country. So, if the pro-black plan is to overthrow America or to tear down the system, be patient, because it looks like the liberals are already working on that, but that's neither here nor there. I just want to know what the hell the plan is. So you want me to rip up my passport and whatever money I make to take care of myself and sustain my lifestyle, I'm supposed to use that for tearing America down for the betterment of black people? Really? I mean, I don't know. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me if I'm crazy. Or tell me if y'all's this idea of collectivism, which seems to be like a bunch of brothers that just want to reestablish a second welfare state for God, I don't know what. And you've blamed everything on white supremacy when I go back home to Chicago, the people who fuck with me are black. The people I have to be concerned about when I'm out in the hood at night, they ain't white. I don't even get bugged by cops when I'm back home. So explain to me how we can set up this new welfare state, tear America down, and remain status quo as far as black people fucking each other up. All the violence, all the gangbanging. And we shut down the Dan Ryan for what? Are less people going to get shot because of that? I really hope so. I really hope. I'm glad that they're addressing the violence, but I personally believe you're going about it the wrong way. Now, hell, by all means, America is a free country. They give you the free speech to run your mouth about this pro-black shit, right? So I condone protests. But after the protest and changing of Facebook profile pictures, what do we have to show for? What are you doing? What are you doing for the collective, Mr. Collective? Because what you all are doing is you're using Jason Black's words and you're standing on top of a hill with a megaphone screaming at others to do shit you haven't done. You got to shoot the first arrow if you're out here demanding shit from other black men. Because what you want is not in my life plan. What you want is not in most black men's life plans. They're trying to eat. They're trying to get whatever they can in themselves and handle their business. We're not out here to please you. Again, this ain't an attack on the pro-blacks. But not everybody's pro-black. Again, this is along the lines of not all women are feminists. It doesn't make them sellouts toward the female gender. And I have to bring it back to you're jealous of white people, so you want to use them as your stick to beat other black people with. And I have to admit, because of you, not because of the actions of white people, not because of society, because of you, I find myself often being jealous of white people. Because they are free to be Republican and Democrat, to not support white nationalism, to support social justice movements, to be feminist, to be LGBT. There's a wide variety. I think the white community has like a 50-50 voting as far as the left and the right. It's not really a lot of shame on that. I mean, they may have disagreements along those lines among those two groups. But since black people vote like 90% one way, that 10% that doesn't agree with the 90, you might as well call them Jews in Nazi Germany. And why? Well, Mr. Pro-Black in the manosphere, you claim to be red pill. Yet men who don't think exactly like you, you got to question them. You got to wonder what they're not doing for the collective and this, that, and the third. What do you want to do, dude? Seriously. You're the one with the ideas, the ideology. You got to shoot that first shot. You're the one asked to build something. Because at the end of the day, I'm doing what I want to do with my life. I'm not supposed to halt this shit and come join you in a little drum circle in the woods, eating berries and shit with pro-blacks. And then we figure out how to take down America when we all unemployed. We don't have any resources. I've got resources I'm getting now. Not from you, Mr. Pro-Black. I got my passport from working and doing my own thing. I travel because I exercise temperance with my financial situation. I save money and I make my moves. I've also been places most of you pro-blacks couldn't find on a map. So explain to me, I'm supposed to drop everything I'm doing. I'm come in a drum circle with dusty Negroes that's never left their home state in order to do what? Build for single moms? They good. They don't need us, brother. The white man got them. They got the welfare state already for them. There's already a welfare state in America, Mr. Pro-Black. So why should I rip my passport up and come contribute what a little I got to your quest? These niggas out here really out here passport shaming. Now, let's get in this shaming of brothers who might deal with different types of women that y'all don't approve of. So, a brother could be out here doing whatever. He go to the DR, he go to Thailand, he do whatever he got to do. And a lot of you brothers will dismiss it and be like, you just doing that because you can't find that in America. Spoiler alert, let me whisper. Of course, you stupid motherfucker. Of course you go somewhere else to deal with something different. Isn't that not the entire antithesis of traveling? So what the fuck are you traveling for? I mean, those who travel would like to, you know, get a piece of ass while they're traveling, but they also want to get away from America and just see different cultures, different mindsets, different lifestyles. The experience is not just pussy again. I have to come back around to that. But we got to fight with you Negroes to simply go enjoy ourselves and seeing a new place. I don't want to argue with these Negroes because I've been to, I think, over a dozen major cities outside of America. Each was unique. Each had a good time there. Food was great. When you talk to women there, it's different. I mean, the game is difficult, but at the end of the day, it's the same type of game. You're dealing with hypergamy and the consolidation on male value and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you get to see different, just a different aspect. And you only got one life, Mr. Pro-Black, Mr. Black Manosphere Passport Shaman dude. I'm not even talking about the tricking part. That's an element of it, but I say probably 10%. Some people go out there to DR to have a good time. We're not out here trying to show off for you dudes. A lot of these niggas are in their 30s and 40s, and you trying to check motherfuckers because of what they doing. Tell you what, the minute I see Cuckold Manosphere or Mr. Pro-Black Jason Black fan, if I see your name on my pay stub, Then you can start to try to shape and formulate how I should be leading my life when I get off of work. Because even my current employer don't do that shit. So, I just want to understand it. And no, I'm not bashing black women when I advocate men travel. But we do have to address something. Maybe getting with a single mother and helping her raise her kids is a task that a lot of men ain't up to. Can we stop pretending like there's some type of anomaly where the man doesn't want to deal with that shit? He's not odd. It's not his responsibility. He didn't father that child. Not only that, but when you got a single mother and she's also got an attitude, she's also fat, and she also has flaws, and all humans got flaws, but to ask me to raise another man's child and then deal with this woman who is essentially below my standard of living and dragging my standard of living down to where I go down a few rungs in life just to deal with this woman. Or I travel. Have my little fun when I travel. Go back home. Because niggas aren't going over to Thailand to take bitches home with them. And then go on living my life. I'll refer back to them incel dudes. An incel could spend 1 week in the DR. And that 7 days is going to be better than his, let's say, 30 year. Let's say he's 30. That 1 week, he will have experienced more in 7 days than he did in 30 years. So, I mean, win-win, right? If it didn't break his bank, if he got all that out of his system, maybe he built some confidence. Hey, win-win, right? Maybe you dudes are out here looking for more than just sex. Because at the end of the day, sex isn't going to scratch that itch you got. It seems something deeper going on with a lot of you dudes. And that includes incels, and this dude's on all sides. They want males, including me. We want female companionship, and not just physical. That feminine energy, that feminine presence. It's almost non-existent in America. And I know a lot of you dudes are like, well, I'm red pill. I'm going to lift a ton of weights and use a penis pump to get the biggest dick possible and I'll fuck it out of her. Sure. But for those of us that aren't going to just think we can red pill alpha our way out of everything, maybe we just go get a taste of that shit overseas and then come back home. And then when we deal with these ratchets, we know how to treat them accordingly. Once you've been to the DR somewhere like that, and you back home, and people hitting you up to go to some whack-ass party, you realize you got the options to just say no. Like, I'm good, fam. I'm not going out here chasing this shit. Shout out to Marcus. I think he did a video on that. I'm not out here trying to please the collective. Maybe next weekend. I don't know. You could just chill. Because you didn't already experience something better than what you got back home. So you're able to compartmentalize what's going on. I don't know, man. You tell me. All right, guys. You know me. I like to do my little closing segment. And honestly, after so many shows, it's hard to come on here and get deep. But one thing I will get deep about is free choice and free thought. And I'm not talking about that shit that Kanye was talking about, but he was writing a little bit of what he was saying. When I say I'm jealous of other races of men, that's because white men have the ability to be liberal or be conservative or have guns or be a pothead, bearded, basement-dwelling, Cheeto-eating virgin, as you red pill guys like to call people. It's pretty much acceptable. Most things are acceptable across all lines. Now, the next show, I'm going to have to script this one because it's going to be a doozy. My next show is going to be titled, "You Only Triggered by It If Black Men Do It." And I'm speaking to conservative white people, liberal white people, black people pretty much all over, along all the lines, to feminists, to the red pill black people. You're only triggered by it when a black man does it. How many white dudes have I seen? Like, I've been in Asia. I lived in Asia for a total of 6 years. So, and I've traveled all over Thailand, Korea, North Korea. No, I'm sorry, not North Korea. But north to Japan, southern Japan, PI. And there's tons and tons of white dudes out there making their moves. And yeah, CNN could do a hit piece on tricking, but not everybody's out there tricking. A lot of people are just traveling to live their damn lives. I met some guys in Japan that literally come out there just so they can get the job, the teaching English job. There's a lot of jobs out there for English-speaking Westerners to come and pretty much do cultural classes. Japan is so homogenous, it's 99% Japanese, that they have Westerners that they hire just to come teach world history, essentially, in English, as teachers. And some guys come out here and live their lives like that. And that is what it is. But why are you dudes so concerned with it? If I spend $20, is that $20 coming out of your pro-black pocket? If I get a stamp on my passport from a flight I took, they don't go on your passport. Why are you concerned? That's the question. I'm not triggered by your dick policing or your passport shaming. But why the fuck are you concerned? You a grown ass man. And I'm speaking to the group when I say that, but I'm talking to you. If you're one of those people, I'm talking directly to you. What do you need from me? I'm living my life, dude. Black men who travel are living their lives. Why do we have to explain ourselves to you? There's no collective pot that we know is going to go to black people that we can throw our wealth and resources into instead of traveling. Because that's the thing you're pitching. But I've already debunked it. You want another fucking welfare state, and I'm not going to contribute to that. There's already a welfare state. The welfare state is why we have single mothers. It don't help them. So what exactly do you want, Mr. Pro-Black? Like, I'm trying to figure this out. But again, you won't explain it to me because, like a female, a lot of these pro-blacks and dick policemen, you use a lot of sleight of hand to get your thinking along the lines. But if I may surmise why you do what you do. The PUAs who've infiltrated the red pill community, you see a brother might have dropped $2,000 or $3,000 traveling, doing whatever he got to do, right? The PUA is mad because that brother didn't contribute some of that $3,000 to just paying for him his Patreon, because there's game on there for him to sow those oats back in his hometown. And the pro-black, you're mad because I'm not putting money into some pot that you control. I recall the black community gave like 6 figures to Dr. Umar for a school. Where is this school at? Come on, Mr. Pro-Black. Where is this new country? Where is this Wakanda at, Mr. Pro-Black? No, it doesn't exist. It's in a comic book. So you don't mind me, I gotta get up at 3 a.m. to go to work. You don't mind me going to live my life then, right? I'm putting in 4 a.m. to 6 p.m. sometimes at work. And I'm not doing that for pro-black approval or PUA approval. I don't need you. I'm not fucking any of you niggas. I'm not gay. So why I would need to concern myself with impressing you is neither here nor there. But again, this has been a long closing, but I'm going to speak to the brothers who actually got logic and aren't emotional and aren't trying to police brothers. Hey, black man, look, it's only something to be shamed when you do it. And that's because they don't like you. The pro-blacks don't like you. The PUAs don't like you if you don't give them money. The alt-right don't like you. Nobody likes you. What can you do about it? You want to start a war? Fuck it, brothers. Live your life. Travel. Do whatever you got to do. Don't be out here recklessly throwing dick and making a bunch of kids. And then when these pro-blacks can't get passports because their child support is too high, they want to jump into the red pill groups and start shaming dudes that are doing what they can't. At the end of the day, the vast majority of shaming is because somebody can't participate in what they're shaming. It's like a fat person who looks at the fitness community and is like, you just lift weights too much. Your life revolves around lifting weights. Live your life, black man. You only got one. You only got one. I'm out, brothers. Peace.